opinions expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
The Party of Gosnell. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. The Party of Gosnell. Remember Gosnell? Kermit Gosnell? I don't know. It was about 3 years ago. Kermit Gosnell. Might be two now. I don't recall exactly. But Kermit Gosnell, he's an abortionist in Pennsylvania who was busted killing babies that were born alive. By the way, this happens all over the place. I mean, it just so happens that Kermit Gosnell got busted for it. And the reason he got busted is because the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency of the federal government, did a sting on his abortion mill because he was selling illegal drugs out of there. And when they came in, they found this house of horrors. Babies refrigerated in freezers. Unsanitary conditions, which, you know, go figure. It's a butcher shop. So, I mean, it was beyond belief what they found. And they took pictures of it. And that was released to the media when the accusations or the charges were leveled against Gosnell for him selling illegal drugs in his abortion mill. So after that, because they found these babies in freezers, they also charged him with murder. And they found him guilty of, and brace yourself, of snipping the necks, the backs of the spinal cord of born babies. That's how he would kill his late-term patients. He would snip their spinal cords. And he was found guilty, 3 counts of murder. Of course, he did this to hundreds of children, but he was found guilty of 3, which is enough to put him away. And he sits in jail now in Pennsylvania. And the reason I say this, or I'm bringing it up, is because the Democrat National Convention begins on Monday, the 25th of July. And it's happening in Philadelphia, the very city of Kermit Gosnell. And if you've been watching the progress of this presidential campaign, you'll notice that the Democrats are swinging way, way to the left on abortion and other topics because of the presence of Bernie Sanders. There's a constituency there that they have to appeal to so that the party platform now for the Democrat Party, at least the proposed party platform when it comes to abortion, does a couple things that have never happened before. First is, it opposes the Hyde Amendment. Now, if you don't understand what that is, simply that was a law that was passed in the 1970s by Henry Hyde. Henry Hyde was the sponsor. And Henry Hyde is probably one of the strongest pro-life congressmen that has ever been in Washington, D.C. I mean, he was just a champion of the pro-life issue. And he proposed this Hyde Amendment, which took away tax funding for abortion. And that was in the late 70s, and it was a response to Roe v. Wade. It was the beginning of the chipping away of Roe, which, you know, in this case, removed tax funding of abortion. And that has always, since then, now, what, 40-some, almost 40 years, has been the law of the land. And that is that federal tax dollars cannot go directly to killing babies. Well, that's all being done away with if Democrats get their way in the party platform. Before, They didn't include any of that. They left it alone. But now they are calling for direct tax funding of baby killing. First time in history, the Democrat National Committee, as part of the party platform, will call for tax funding of abortion. Now, if that isn't bad enough, we have this recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in Hellerstedt that basically removed basic common sense restrictions or limitations when it comes to ambulatory surgical centers or abortion facilities, which included transfer agreements to local hospitals and things like that. They struck that down, which has now opened the door for the Democrats to try to pass additional legislation that would unfortunately bring about future Kermit Gosnells. There's nothing stopping now in the future there being Gosnells all across the country. There's no limitations now. Restrictions are being stripped from abortion centers. In this case, the Gosnell case, I mean, the Pennsylvania Health Department, it was like decades that they had not inspected Kermit Gosnell's abortion mill. This is happening all across the country. Abortion is a special right. You can't infringe upon it at all. It's separate from any other kind of health center. It gets treated entirely different than any hospital or other surgical centers. Therefore, things are going on inside these places that are unspeakable. And nobody's paying attention because it's abortion. And you can't restrict abortion. You can't have any kind of meaningful legislation that would call for the Department of Health to actually do inspections. And so why I say that the Democrats are now the party of Gosnell is because these limitations are being removed and the party is lurching to the left on abortion. They're overt in their support for late-term abortion. Now removal of the Hyde Amendment, and I would submit to you infanticide. They even argue against any born alive type of legislation. So this is where we are in the politics of abortion. You have two diametrically opposed sides when it comes to the political parties. When the Republican National Committee last week ratified one of the strongest platforms in history, very conservative, and on the pro-life issue, actually strengthened it to include a defunding provision to Planned Parenthood, which was our language all along that we had been working for almost 3 months. And it was gratifying to see that get included in the Republican platform. So you have that on the one side, and then you have the Democrats on the other, which don't want any limitations on abortion, whether it comes late term or, for that matter, infanticide. So this is not the way it has always been, folks. There have been Democrats who crossed over the aisle when it comes to abortion. There used to be Republicans did the same. But now, if you're a Democrat, you have to walk lockstep in line with Planned Parenthood and the abortion cartel if you want to be elected. And if you step out of line, you're going to get punished. And I would say the same is true on the Republican side, which thank God that's the case, you know, that if you're a Republican and you're not pro-life, that's the kiss of death. I mean, and it should be. But that's what you have now. And so here's the deal. We, as we did at the Republican National Convention, we are going to the Democrat National Convention. Now, I know a lot of people think, man, you are absolutely crazy. What is wrong with you? You should get your head looked at to go there. Well, you know, maybe you got a point. Sometimes I wonder why would we do this? Here's why we do this. Who else is doing it? Listen, we have an entire political party in this country that is committed to infanticide and abortion, and they want you to pay for it. Somebody's got to stand up and point that out as a moral evil. And Christians are the ones that got to do it. And more than like, it's got to be a pro-life group. And hey, we are the ones. We believe that we have a duty prophetically to point out to those in power, speaking to power, if they're off track. We have a responsibility to call that party to repent, to call that party to change its ways. And so that's what we're doing. And that's the other reason why we held the Republicans to feet to the fire when we went to Cleveland. Same reason. There is a role for the Christian community, especially pro-lifers, to stand in the public square and call things as they are when our political leaders stand up and say certain things that are immoral, they're unbiblical and evil. And that's why we're going to the Democrat National Convention. And we will be taking, as we did, an airplane. And on that airplane will be a tow banner. Actually, it'll be pulling this. A tow banner. And in that sign on the tow banner, it will say this: defend unborn children, with the D and the N and the C highlighted in bold blue letters, signifying the Democrat National Convention. Defend unborn children, with an image of a 15-week aborted child. It kind of reminds me of the 1970s and 80s program that was on, I think it was ABC at the time. I'm dating myself, I know. The program Fantasy Island, and in that there was a tattoo that the short guy, I won't use the other word, his name was Hervé Valachez. Hervé Valachez. Do you remember him? Tattoo. Little people. Little Hervé Valachez, tattoo. And then there was Ricardo Montalban, who played Dr. Rourke, I think is the right pronouncement. Mr. Rourke. Yeah. And so you remember that? And he used to get up and ring the bell, and he did this. This was the little person tattoo.
The plane! The plane!
He would say the plane, the plane, the plane, the plane. Remember? And the plane would be bringing in. Here it is again. Remember Tattoo doing that? The reason he did that is because there would be guests coming to the island, and these were guests, well-to-do guests, and they wanted to experience this fantasy that they had, and they came to Fantasy Island for it. Well, I have to say, that's far from what's going on in Philadelphia when it comes to our airplane. But it's similar in the sense that we are flying the plane. The plane. And there are going to be people on the ground that will point up in the sky and say, "The plane! Look at the plane!" And there are a lot of people doing that, because I was on the ground in Cleveland, and I could tell you, it arrests your attention. Not only the sound, because you hear the, you know, the plane, the engine, and then you're saying, "Well, where is that coming from?" And you're looking around, and then you see it coming and emerging from behind one of the tall buildings. And people would basically point and say, "Hey, look, the plane." Like Tattoo. Tattoo. He would call out and say, "The plane, the plane." That's what's going to be happening in Philadelphia next week at the Democrat National Convention. When we get back on the other side, we'll talk more about that, as well as some breaking news that'll be coming up next week. Stick around.
Troy Newman talks about why he supports Mark Harrington and Created Equal.
You know, to me, Mark Harrington is more than just a friend of 20 years. He's a colleague that blends kind of this rare expression of passion and intelligence. And it's locked in, and he's tuned in to the young people, the people who don't know Christ, don't understand the pro-life message. You know, the other thing I love about Mark and Created Equal is they think strategically. They've got a long-term vision to turn the pro-life movement over to the next generation, to use the tactics of this day and age, to think ahead of what the next tactic is going to be, and use it for long-term impacts to ultimately win this battle. We're here to win, because winning is how the killing stops. We're not here just to perpetuate a job, and Mark isn't here just to continue to have a job. I think Mark's a lot like me. We want to work ourselves out of a job, win this battle, and then go on to something else, like raise our families.
It's hard to interrupt that, isn't it? All together now. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. You know, and we're not going to take it at the Democrat National Convention. We're not going to take it at the Republican National Convention. Because it doesn't matter. Wherever baby killing's happening, we're not going to take it. And so we're taking the plane, deplane. We're taking deplane. Like Tattoo from Fantasy Island who had deplane. We're going to be taking it. That's right. And there'll be people looking into the skies of Philadelphia. In fact, right as I speak right now, the plane is flying over Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the Democrat National Convention. There'll be people pointing up to the plane, and the plane will say, defend unborn children, with the DNC bolded in blue, along with a 15-week aborted picture of an aborted baby. Now, a lot of people say, Mark, why the abortion photo? Isn't it good enough to say defend unborn children? I say no. Because we really don't know what unborn children look like unless we show them. And we certainly don't know what abortion looks like until we show them. And we show what it does. Because abortion's an act of violence that kills a baby. You understand that the idea of this thing being in the air, whether you can really see it or not entirely, it's enough to get inside your head to bother you enough to maybe revisit this question. And so we have to compel people to come to the conclusion that abortion is an act of violence to kill a baby. We can't just say abortion takes a human life, or abortion's murder, or abortion's killing, abortion is bad or evil or all that. I mean, those are words only, and they don't mean anything to anybody. You got to back it up. You need to back it up with the facts. And the best way to do that is with the picture. I mean, the picture is worth a thousand words. It's hard to deny the reality of what a picture depicts. It's a compression device of information. It communicates a lot of information at a glance, and that's why we use them. And we'll be at the Democrat National Convention this week, actually before the convention begins, because the FAA has put in a no-fly zone of 30 miles around the convention, like they did at the Republican National Convention. But because we're on top of things, we began flying before both conventions and got in almost 10 flights each before those conventions. So in some ways, it's better to go on before than during, because you kind of get blended in with all the other protest groups. And we wanted to avoid that. So pray for us, as we will be at the Democrat National Convention. We'll be at several locations on Monday and Tuesday, as we were in Cleveland. On Monday, we'll be at Gosnell's Clinic, at least the former clinic, which is shut down. Maybe someday they'll make that a memorial. I don't know. But it is still closed, shuttered. It's an abortion mill for Kermit Gosnell, who sits in jail right now for murdering children by snipping their spinal cords, believe it or not. We will be there drawing attention to the fact that the Democrats are the party of Gosnell. That means they believe in abortion, but not only that, infanticide. And now apparently they believe in that we should all pay for it. I mean, it's unbelievable that we should pay for this stuff. I mean, it's hard to imagine. So on Saturday, that's where we'll be. And on Monday, we'll be doing Operation Overpass, as we've done at the Republican National Convention. That is, we go to a very busy overpass, and, you know, hundreds, thousands of commuters drive to and from work, and they go underneath these overpasses. And we are right in their windscreen. Right in the windshield. I mean, it's right there. You can't avoid it. It's interesting. We get a lot of thumbs up and other things. But we'll be there Monday morning, and then we go downtown to the convention area as close as we can get and just do general outreach on the street. On Tuesday, we'll be at the Planned Parenthood abortion facility, as we did in Cleveland as well. And again, the point is to do this, is that Planned Parenthood is in the, you know, I should say this, the Democrats are in the pocket of Planned Parenthood. You know, that's who they look to for funding. They have to toe their party line. And therefore, we're going to the Planned Parenthood in Philadelphia as part of the Democrat National Convention outreach. And then finally, on Tuesday, we will be at Independence Hall. What a better place to be to talk about this, where the words themselves, that we are all created equal and made in the image of God, created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among those are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Where those words were penned for the first time, that's where we're going to be, and we'll find that that'll be very fruitful as far as discussion goes. So those are the plans for the Democrat National Convention. Folks, pray for us beginning right away, because we are heading there, and we are going to call attention to the killing of preborn babies and call this Democrat Party, to repent. A lot of people think it's too far gone. Maybe it is. It's not my responsibility, not my, you know, I don't have control over that. All I know is we need to spread the truth. We need to be faithful. We need to be, you know, a mouthpiece, a watchman on the wall, calling our nation to repent, beginning with our leaders, and that's why we'll be at the Democrat National Convention. Now, in this few seconds or minutes that I have left here, I want to bring you up to speed, because I go straight from the Democrat National Convention to Chicago, Illinois, for our final, I hope, final hearing on the Stericycle temporary restraining order. I haven't talked about this for almost 2 months now, but we were sued. We were taken to court for Project Weak Link, and that is where we exposed Stericycle, America's largest so-called waste provider, that is Planned Parenthood's number one fetal unborn baby, aborted baby disposal company. And the notion here is that if we can sever the weak link, if we can get these medical waste companies to stop picking up aborted babies, the victims of abortion, and the instruments to kill them, we could shut down the abortion mills. And so we went after Stericycle by going into Lake Forest, Illinois, which is where they are headquartered, and began exposing the CEO and the board of directors. Actually, we haven't done anything to the board of directors yet. We flyered the neighborhood of the CEO. And because of that, they ran into court and they said, oh, foul, this is defamation. You're saying that, you know, he enables, that the CEO enables abortion killing, enables killing children. Yeah, exactly. And because of that, they're charging him with defamation, which, of course, isn't, because that's what he does. He does enable it. Being the CEO, top officer in the company, and also false light. I won't get into that. Inflicting emotional distress is one of them. I mean, it's just crazy. Basically, what they're trying to do is this. First Amendment, throw it out the window. You know, first, if you cannot object to what a company does by pressuring the CEO, however that might be done, and it's done factually, we did cross our T's and dot our I's on that. If you cannot do that in America, then the First Amendment is no longer applicable. And that's really what the argument's going to be here. They're not saying they're trying to stop us, stop the First Amendment, but really, in essence, that's what they're doing. It comes down to this, folks, and I'll be reporting to you next week. Will the judge be fair, or will the judge cave to political pressure? Because that judge resides in Lake Forest, Illinois, and is going to have to deal with Stericycle for years, and is up for a re-election. That's the issue. So be praying for us in Philadelphia, and be praying for me as I go to Chicago and try to get some closure on this lawsuit with Stericycle. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net,
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.